Near the Mozart Tower is the Hochschule Darmstadt, or Darmstadt University of Applied Sciences, one of Germany's largest universities of that kind. The applied research and development conducted here supplements students' theoretical studies with practical projects and helps strengthen the international commercial enterprises in the Rhine-Main region through technological and knowledge transfer. The Evangelische Hochschule Darmstadt is also known as the Darmstadt University of Applied Sciences, but was established in 1971 by the Protestant Church in Hesse and Nassau. It's located close to the main train station and prepares students for careers in social services and the church, drives training and further education, and conducts research and development work. To the south of Rheinstrasse, you'll find Telekom City. The Postal and Telecommunication Central Offices, or PTZ and FTZ as they were more commonly known, were both based in Darmstadt as of 1949. Until the end of the 1980s, their tasks included managing and developing innovative news equipment and systems. In 1989, the telecommunication office then became part of the newly established company Telekom. Its technology center's work included multimedia and fiber optic transmission projects. From 2002 to 2005, the former FTZ site turned into Telekom City, with several telecom establishments, including its internet subsidiary T-Online. By 2014, the Deutsche Telekom AG Rhein-Main Technology Center will be built on an approximately 20-hectare site. This will involve 25 ultra-modern construction projects, a business and technology park with multiple green spaces and a broad range of services, from a medical centre to childcare centres and leisure facilities. The Technology and Innovation Centre, known as the TIZ, on Robert Bosch Strasse, near the main train station, is operated by a local company called the Innovationsgesellschaft Darmstadt, the Darmstadt Innovation Company. This is a centre for anyone interested in establishing and developing their own technology-based company. A further interesting site which has been located on Robert Bosch Strasse since 1967 is the European Operations Centre of the European Space Agency called ESA, or Europe's Gate to Space as it's more fondly known. From here, ESOC controls the operation of all ESA satellites and the necessary network of ground stations. It heads up scientific satellite missions such as the Mars Express and Venus Express, as well as Earth observation missions such as Cryosat. In 2004, Rosetta was the first ever long-term space probe mission to research and land on a comet. The process of controlling the Giotto space probe when it rendezvoused with Halley's Comet in 1986 was also a spectacular success. The European Space Operations Centre also focuses on developing software for controlling satellites, processing their data, and developing simulation programs. To the south of Rheinstrasse lies the headquarters of EUMETSAT, the European Organization for the Exploitation of Meteorological Satellites, which was founded in Darmstadt in 1986. EUMETSAT's satellite systems play a key role in modern meteorology by providing accurate data and images, which are used by the meteorological services of its member states for weather forecasting. In addition, the satellites provide data about ocean and land surfaces, as well as detailed information from observations on atmospheric composition, which are being used increasingly in climate research. The organization also provides data from the Jason Ocean Altimetry satellites, which is used to support operational oceanography and to monitor the sea level.